New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
What up, second segment, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We are old school crew today, sitting in while DP is traveling, doing DP things. He will be back tomorrow for Teammates Tuesday and Takedown Tuesdays. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple. I'm definitely going to hit up over there because, Austin, I will tell you, before we get into the Iowa Hawkeyes, I think I'll grill in the winter and all that stuff. But also, I will tell you this. I discovered a new pork chop recipe. It's gonna go get me some pork chops. I'm going to give me a little tomahawk, and we're gonna do some things.
I don't want to ask you to give state secrets away. I want you to have a chance to try it out first.
Yeah.
Scale 1 to 7, how excited are you to try it, though?
Oh, easily. I'm a 5.8.
Nice. What are you putting with the new pork chop recipe?
What you mean as far as food?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to grill some corn. Mm. All right. Now it's frozen sweet corn, so. But it's on the cob, so I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to make this, like, this rice dish that my mom makes. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty much called the, you know, Lewis goulash.
Ooh.
That's my mom's main name.
So. Okay. Yeah. Are you going to save some for her to try to get her a stamp of approval, or you know you got it? Have you made it before?
I haven't made it fully before.
Mm.
That's what FaceTime's
for. Any pressure? Any nerves?
No, she always answers.
Okay.
Yeah, she always answers. Yeah.
Yeah. I do love that you're going to your mom for assistance with this instead of, you know, letting her be the backseat driver. That's going to be good for her. Mm. You know, she's like, yeah, JJ, trust me. If he loves me enough to help me be there with him instead of having the backseat driver after it's all said and done. You should have done this, should have done that. Yeah. Get the real-time coaching, the feedback. That's smart.
My mom, she can throw it out. So, anyways, Nebraska, Iowa. I mean, it's a tough game. It really comes down to 3 or 4 plays. Obviously you'd like to see us score more than 10 points. It felt like we left a lot of points and yards out there, even though we almost doubled up their yards, held them. They didn't get any first downs. We 2-1 in time of possession, 2-1 in yards. The only bad thing is we went 2-0 in turnovers. So we got to get the twos were good except for the turnovers. And that's was a big part in the game. So I think it was just more of maybe the little things. And, you know, I guess if you could go back, hindsight's 2020. I think the big thing with Iowa, and I always say this, and if anybody asks me, this is what I say about Iowa. I think they are a team that thinks they're bullies. And they're like the group of guys that are like the mean kids, but when parents come around, because they wear like the nice clothes and stuff, even though they're from Iowa. And then they like try to punk you, and then they just pat you on the back when the teachers come around, and they think they're bullies. Well, a lot of times, and they're very good. I mean, I want to say this.
At what they do.
They're excellent at what they do. And this is 100%. I mean, I love Cooper DeGene. He's one of my favorite players I ever got to meet in his game. I'm telling you that right now. And Campbell was a dog at linebacker along other guys. But the one thing about Iowa you have to understand, and UCLA showed this, when you bring the fight to them, they back off. Mm. Right? So for me, once I saw that my defense brought it to what their lifeline is, which is their offensive line and their defensive line, which our offensive line did, then I'm going ultra aggressive. I'm throwing haymaker after haymaker after haymaker. Why? Is because when Casey Thompson then was going bombs over Baghdad with him, they didn't like it. They couldn't handle it. Then when they know that you're in there, so what when you play or you allow them to stick around too much, they always kind of find a way to jimmy rig their way and getting a W. Then you're like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we were just doing this is what we were doing.
No, you just rope it up.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's probably the biggest thing. Tackle well, except for one play. Tackling comes down to pursuit. There was a couple bad pursuit angles, and there was a couple loafs, which probably could have probably stopped that from being a 72-yard swing pass touchdown. It is now elevated. They're running back into legendary status in Iowa. He's a good. He's a great runner.
Playing in the bowl game, declared for the draft today.
Yeah, I did see that. I understand that too. And it's what to do what. You know, running back is a hard position. He's going to have to run well. I think he'll run well, but I think that his year is great. And also they have a really good, Mouton is a really good young freshman running back that was going to usher him in anyways.
Jay, thinking back on the Iowa game, right, we've talked about kind of the key plays that swung it, right, whether it's the miffed punt, the missed field goal, the swing pass, whatever it is. To me, the most frustrating part about most of these Nebraska-Iowa games is that when Nebraska makes these mistakes, it's usually with time left on the clock. Obviously, the strip sack fumble there to set Iowa up in field position or the interception returned last year into Nebraska territory, that's a little bit harder, right? But the first four or five plays that we talk about, those didn't lose Nebraska the game. They still had...
They swung the momentum.
They did, yeah. But they still had 20, 25 minutes to go out there and make another play, to make a big play and say, oh, yep, that happened. Mm. Sorry, my bad. I'm going to make up for it. And the offense was in position. The defense was in position to not let those plays determine the outcome of the game. They shouldn't have.
That's when
And that, to me, is going to be the next step for this program is you should be able to afford a mistake like that against Iowa, right? You mm-hmm. hold them to a field goal after giving them the ball inside the 5-yard line for a guy that scored a rushing touchdown in every game he's played this year.
Yeah,
you stand up, you make up for the miss. The defense covers your butt, you make up for it. Now it's the offense's turn. Go put points on the board, say, hey, our bad, you know, whatever, we got you. It's our turn to pick up the slack. When Nebraska gets to a point where it's confident who it is as a program, these moments in the third quarter or early fourth quarter won't end up determining the game.
Yeah, that's when the mindset needs to change. That's when you need your dudes to step up. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to do. You got to make a tackle like that. You do. You got to make a tackle on that. You got to make a touchdown saving tackle. Mm-hmm. Multiple dudes got to make that tackle. Mm-hmm. You got to. There is no. You hustled harder. We tackled. You know. You tackled for the whole game. I don't give a dang. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to make that tackle. Mm-hmm. That's the honest God truth. And sure, the offense needs to take a chance. And they look, man. Look. Yeah, Nair there, wide open. I mean, he at least gets to the 20-some yard line, first down. Mm-hmm. You got to think, a minute and a half comes at 2 yards. You like the way we're running the ball. I feel like we could do something. Mm-hmm. You get a little bit closer, 15. You like that chance with our kick as long as we're not dribbling it back there. So the guys need to start. When you get down to that, to crunch time, you got to make plays. That's why Nebraska was able to beat them a couple years ago, because guys continued to make plays. The big name players make plays. And that's just what it comes down to. You don't want to ever kind of just, you know, kind of like clinch. If you're a box analogy, you want to sit there and all, you know, Iowa knows how to like just, you know, headbutt you, body blow and all this. And they hit you with 6 punches, but they headbutted you. And now you got a big scar and you end up losing because it goes to the card. So with them, when you get a chance to put a dagger in the heart, you got to do it with no remorse. And so, it's a learning experience, and that's the next step for Nebraska. In those big games, guys got to make the simple plays spectacular. Mm-hmm. Make the hustle plays. Every single time you do pursuit drill, that is as important as you trying to get a tip, interception, sack, force fumble, or running a route, or whatever it is that you're doing. Everything is important. Then you got to continue to work on it. Then you got to continue to live it. And so those are the things that Nebraska needs to take the next step, and guys got to, you know, be able to step up. And, you know, it's tough because right now, you know, you go 6-6. Probably the bare minimum this year is 6 wins getting into a bowl game, mm-hmm. right? I think even Matt Rule said that, right? Worst case scenario, make a bowl game. Probably a lot of, for the players, a little bit of regret letting themselves down, rightfully so. When you don't win all your games, you always feel like you should always look back and see what if, you know. So that you got a little bit of that. And then with the transfer portal, when you have one side of the ball in particular that has been pretty good, not pretty good, but been good and consistent for 2 years, and there's coaches that need to make good hires and you get respect in another league, I guess, whether it's Tony White to Florida State, you know, that happens. And I'm sure, you know, I think there might be some other guys going on. I don't want to speak until it's confirmed, but then you get guys in the portal, and that's just part of this business. And it's not the fun part, because it's no different than you got to go in. And Matt Rhule had to tell a coach that's been with him, probably, I'm sure him and Marcus Hatfield have coached together 12, 15 years, right? Mm-hmm. For sure. If you coach together, Temple, Baylor, Carolina, here, mm-hmm. there's got to be 10, 15. So these guys
are. Same with Ed Foley.
Right. But he had to go in and tell Coach Satterfield that he's no longer offensive coordinator, and Coach Dana is. Mm-hmm. You know, that as much as that's hard too, it's also hard being on the receiving end. Hey, sorry, Coach, you know, I'm going to Florida State. It's a new opportunity. I appreciate you. This is not an easy time to be in any position. And so it's part of it. I don't know.
And I don't think I've seen this a couple times from different people that I think are off base. Matt Rhule didn't want Tony White to leave, right?
I don't think you ever want to leave in this day. I'm gonna tell you this: in this day and age of finding really, really good coordinators, he's a good recruiter, and more importantly, he's a good person. And Tony White is a solid dude. He is. I knew about and of him before he got here because I'm friends with Kirk Morrison. That knows Tony White from being out there in Carolina and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I know a couple other players that, you know, that played at UCLA. I know Deshaun Foster. So when everybody's making fun of him, I know D pretty well, which he loves, you know, Tony White. So he's a good dude, first and foremost. That's what you need to be a good coach. You got to be a good, solid dude. You can be tough on the players, but you got to be a good, solid dude. That's mm-hmm. what he is. So I don't think by any means Coach Rhule, you know, ran him off or would run any good coach or good person off.
You can't afford to.
No.
Especially not in this position here, right? And good for Tony White. He made his choice, but welcome to the nature of the business, right? Guys come, guys go, guys stay, guys leave. It's just really how it works. But, Jay, that's now both coordinators Nebraska has to officially solve, and potentially even special teams coordinator as well, right? We got that question a couple times on the text line, and I don't want to be the guy calling for guys to get fired or moved or reassigned or whatever, but it's a big offseason for Matt Rhule.
Sure.
It's always a big offseason in college football, but especially now.
Right. Well, the way that college football is changing, and you got to think when Nebraska really started this process of being below or average, started when Nebraska was on the wrong side of changing their whole fabric of the university when we went from Frank to Bill Callahan. This is not a Bill Callahan thing. It's a more of an idea of what they think needs to be successful at Nebraska. This is not a coach thing. Mm-hmm. It was a view thing. What we're doing and the success that we had just very recently is not good enough. So we're going to do the total opposite. It's like if you date somebody that's 5 foot tall, and he's like, okay, well, that didn't work out, so I'm going to get somebody 6 foot eight. That doesn't solve the problems in there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a huge offseason, and because college football now has changed drastically again. Yeah. And this time it's the ramifications could be positive on both ends, but it's going to change the landscape of college football forever. Now, granted, transfer portal, when they first did post-grad, and then they did transfer portal, then you had the kind of the free year with COVID, and then you got NIL. You always kind of felt like that would kind of like taper off, right? Because the return on investment never was there. Now you have a NFL model with cut down rosters with expectations potentially on both sides.
Yeah.
Now you got legal stuff and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So now this is what you talked about, where, you know, people can say, oh, you're an amateur because you're not an employee. Well, now you got some employees now.
Yeah.
And so this is where things have changed, because you have to hate, or you have to not hate. You have to. I just reading this here where it says Walters hates Jim Leonard. Here, what you have to do is you have to make sure that you are not at the curve. You're ahead of the curve, but you're doing it.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
What you're like within the parameters of your way, you have to be special in what you do. And so it's a huge offseason when, you know, 6-6 has to be the ceiling of your floor. That what that means is all hell has to break loose for you to be 6-6 mm-hmm. from here on out.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that for people out there that want to talk about stupid 90s, doesn't mean you have to be 15-0. Nobody expects. I wish people would understand. The people that won championships are very secure in what we've done. Very secure. And more, we actually probably want you to be more successful than you do yourself. That's a general assessment of my former teammates. There's a few that don't, but that's their own problem. And they've been saying the same thing since they left to now. You just ain't been here. So it's a huge offseason. I don't think it's a full like facelift. I just look at it, even if you had the same players, same staff, it's a new team. So you have to address, obviously, defensive coordinator, where you're going to go, whoever the coordinator is or will be, that's going to affect how you recruit. So now we're in this like gray area, and I'm sure he has ideas, and I'm sure he's working on it right now. Yeah. But those are the things that you got to go get, you know, coordinator, or what do you think about here, or interview guys, and you got to marry that system with these players and make sure everything fits. Now, I think that the guys that they've recruited, at least on the defensive side, have position flexibility. So I don't think that'll be a problem no matter what. And then for offensive coordinator, I think he wants Dana back. So that kind of, you know, that kind of solves itself a little bit, you know, cause you feel like you got a quarterback, you now you got to go. And then you got the other type of recruiting, which is the portal, which is you want to go for as many guys that are leaving that, quote unquote, were hits in the portal. You want to be 100% apple to apple, one for one. And then you want to get a couple more, because yeah, those couple more guys that are as good or better than what you had, that gets you over the hump, or helps you get you over the hump, both mm-hmm. on the field, or more importantly, in the locker room and on the field. That's what you want. And then as far as like special teams goes, you know, it's kind of a catch-22, because I'm not going to talk about anybody's job, but I also think that, you know, your kicker has been hurt. You know, the one that's a great ton of potential. He's never been not hurt, and so he's trying to get healthy. That kind of jacks you up. And the special teams, as far as there's probably needs to be more consistency. So, what do you do? How do you create consistency? Now, you either add to help the present day coach, or you kind of do it, try to get another. I'm not a big fan of, hey, you know, the special teams aren't good, let's go fire everybody. Because I think it's special teams, in my opinion, everybody's a part of special teams. Every coach should be, every player should be a part of special teams. So everybody has the, you know, part of it. And so, you know, that's a coach rule decision and stuff like that. That's not even in the forefront of my mind. My thing is how we attack this, both parts of the signing days, the portals. And then where do we go as far as what do we do to take the next step? How do we create the edge that we need? And that's what's probably the most important to me.
It's going to be fascinating to see just how quickly the ball moves. Early signing days in a day and a half.
36 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner, right? That Hayes probably already in the barn or leaving the barn. Portal opens Monday, like you said, December 9th. That's right around the corner. It's going to be tough to get a guy hired by then, unless it's a promotion. right? Unless you think you have the next defensive coordinator on staff specifically.
Yeah.
Do I think that's the case? Maybe. I wouldn't, you know, take that to the bank or anything. Right. But, you know, there are options on the staff in terms of looking forward. But you have to act fast. And most importantly, Jay, you got to get it right. This day and age of college football moves so quickly. If you bring in guys that are the same level as Tony White and Terrence Knighton, even Dana Holgorsen can be thrown into this mix, whether he returns or not. This level of coaching staff and this level of talent got Nebraska to 6 wins. Matt Rhule said after Wisconsin, this is the last time we're celebrating 6 wins.
Sure.
You can't just want to upgrade or hope you upgrade. You have to upgrade. You saw the stuff you did well. You saw the type of players you had success with. But if you bring back a roster that is similar to this one, you're going to have similar results, right? Now you can at least say, we made a bowl game. We have some extra practices. I like what you said about this has to be the absolute, you know, floor of the ceiling.
Yeah, a lot of bad things have to go wrong for you. You got to be 6-6.
Right. Not again for ideally, a long time. Right. Maybe Nebraska, you know, builds itself into a consistent 9-3 team. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it is a 7-5, 8-4 program that can pop up to 10 or 11 if they get the right schedule or get the right breaks in game, whatever it is. 6-6, fighting for bowl eligibility, that's a thing of the past. How is it a thing of the past with good hires this offseason that raise that bar, that raise that edge like you're talking about? By hitting the portal hard, right? There's no reason for you not to be a player, right, in the transfer portal. Sure, money talks, absolutely. But you can't afford to sit back and just say, ah, well, we're not a college football playoff team. We're stuck with the second division, second level guys. You have to try to mine for diamonds in the rough. Go get dudes.
Yeah, go get dudes.
Go get them.
Yeah, go get dudes. I don't think that's, then we're getting into the talent thing. And you know, we'll get to the text here next segment. Or I'm going to say my point, then let's do the text so we can really finish out the show. It's not a talent thing. I think the biggest thing they need to go to get is football players.
Sure.
Everybody's a good athlete. Look, Austin, at this level, everybody's a good athlete.
Yeah.
Randy Moss and those dudes, they're just in a different stratosphere. Okay, so everybody's a good athlete, within reason. All right, you're not going to go get a receiver that runs a 5-flat, right? You're going to go get a guy that's fast within, you know, within reasons. You're not going to go get a linebacker that don't know how to line up right and all that. You're going to get guys that know how to do what they're, you know, supposed to do athletically within reason. What we need here is football players. What we need here is guys that want to be here that obviously will welcome their paychecks, I guess you want to call them. I don't know whether you can call it a paycheck or whatever the heck it is they do, the money and the opportunity and all the gifts and stuff. That's fine. That just comes along with it. That's what makes it, you know, Nebraska one of the most appealing places. But then also when you get that, I want guys that strive for more. I want guys that just are not okay. No, here's this. When I say this, that are just not okay with what they're getting, but want to go earn more. Not entitled.
Mm-hmm.
Not lazy.
Not okay? Selfish.
Not selfish. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
I want guys to say, okay, this is what you're going to give me. I'm going to go actually go out and earn it and make it and make it worth your while. And then when I do exceed those parameters, or I become a better player than either you thought I would be, that I knew I would be, and I was okay with doing this at first, then I'm going to come see you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to be here, and then I'm trying to leave a legacy. Those are the guys that you need to get that welcome the pressure, that welcome the expectations, that actually say, let's not prove people wrong, let's prove ourselves right, that are willing to go out there and be in a leadership position and okay with like pushing buttons, and that want to be a part of something special.
And I think part of that too goes back to something we were talking about in the first hour, in finding that edge. If you're pushing for more NIL money, more this, more that, more gear, more attention, whatever it is, that's maybe not necessarily a healthy way to come at it, right? I think the players that will be best at Nebraska, and probably you can say this for every program in the country, but like you said, at Nebraska, there's always going to be that extra level of oomph, right? Because this is the professional team in the state. You're always going to get benefits and perks for being a Nebraska football athlete specifically. In my head, the ones that are the best, that take the most advantage of it, are the ones who are driven by gratitude for those things, who say, this is given to me, right? I didn't do anything to earn it. I'm just here playing football. I am appreciative of what I have been given. Now that I'm on campus, I got to work to earn it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, those guys, that you want to have that, like, prideful arrogance, then I'm gonna still show you. I'm not gonna be you gotta have pride about yourself that you don't want people to look at you and kind of like, yeah, that's that dude over there, another overpaid athlete that turned into a softie once he got here. Mm-hmm. That's the dudes you want. They're out there. And then also you gotta be demanding of it as well. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm paying you, I'm demanding something. Those days of just coming in with your hand out, I slap cash in your hand, you go out there and you trip over, you can't even tie your shoes, walk and chew gum. Mm-hmm. Like that's not the expectations anymore. And that can't be, first of all, that shouldn't be your expectations. No. And that's helping you build these athletes, these young men, hopefully into men on and off the field. Not only is it that you do the little things on the field in the football classroom, you do it in the regular classroom. You show up, you be a good person. You know how to do, go out there in the community and handle yourself. That's the whole part of it. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes from. Because, if you come here and say you get, let's just say $100,000, right, at Nebraska, how you use that $100,000 for the time that you're here could actually lead to 10 times, 12 times more based on how you act outside of football. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, on the field is just verification of who you are. Mm-hmm. So that's just what we have to do. We're going to go a little bit longer right here. Bo Lever says Nebraska needs a bowl game in Texas. As long as it's hot. Cheeseburger says it comes down to who wanted to win. Nebraska hasn't wanted to win in 8 years. We just won a couple years ago, but yes, Iowa, I guess to their terms, wanted to win a little bit more. I felt like Nebraska just dookie down the leg. Unknown Texter 3891, Nebraska played not to lose instead of to win. That's subjective. Lemon says, how do we fix special teams and why hasn't it been fixed this year? I don't think your special teams, the way the rules are bent, that's the way the rules are, you ain't going to be dominating on special teams. You can only not be good. So what you got to do is you got to get guys out there that actually welcome special teams, that understand part of the reason why, like, you come here and do this to earn your stripes in the pecking order in the locker room is if you're not a starter, you got to be a dog on special teams. If I was a linebacker coach, and Austin is wanting more playing time, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to turn on the special teams tape. You're not a starter on special teams tape, but you want to come start for me. So you can't cover kicks. You can't block people on kickoff return. You can't be a leader or I call it an A-plus player on special teams. But you're talking about you want to play come play 60 plays for me? You can't even play 10. Mm. That's the honest to God truth. Mm. Show me that 10. Now, we can still talk about you getting in, right? Because if there's meat on the bone, then I got to deal with it. But if you can't be a dominant special teams player or a core special teams player, you ain't getting no conversation with me, player.
Try again next week.
Yeah, so get out there and do it. Go to the special teams, dude. How can I become a dog on here? And then he's going to come tell me Austin stepped up. When once Austin stepped up, because I know there will be a correlation to how you play special teams and how you play defense. Period. Gingerbread Man, he got a vent image. What's this? Yeah, Jenny, he's talking about the punt return. I felt like the Iowa dude touched it. I feel like if they would have called it, Iowa touched it first, that Nebraska would have kept the ball. I feel like that. Big Bird says 9 of the 41 plays were in Nebraska territory. It was a good Nebraska, a great Nebraska performance. It just sucks that you end up losing because it was probably one of those ones that you could really shove in Iowa's face. Unknown Texter says, I hate to see Coach White and Knight and leave. Hurts. We just have to regroup, work harder. Robert in Texas. Yeah, it sucks just because anytime you lose good coaches, they're both good recruiters, good dudes. But that's part of when they do good at their job. Listen, these guys have learned or have earned a reputation through the coaching ranks. You just don't fall in. You just don't walk out and go get the mail and you got like, hey, you ain't sending in a resume. They know who these dudes are. So, I mean, it's a good and bad thing. It's good that they're getting recognition. It's bad because you lose them.
Right.
So, at least you're doing something right because they ain't hiring nobody from defense. They ain't good. Here we go, Mississippi Mud Dog. We need to hire VJ to be the DC. All right.
We should go to break on that.
We'll go break, come back. And we'll talk about what it's like of my experience of losing a coach, that a quality coach. I mean, just because when Reggie Herring left, man, I think a part of me left. And that's why some of the players might jump in the portal. Either way, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.